Hello and welcome to the Strong Girl podcast with strength and nutrition coach Sarah Stewart. I'm here to help give you simple tips so that you can become a muscle mummy queen and live your strongest life. Let's go. All right. Hello. Now today I've got a question from one of my clients, Chloe. Now Chloe has just been in a jiu-jitsu competition and she has emailed me and said, if you have any advice for competition stress or nervousness, I'd love to hear about it. First of all, well done on going into any competition because it takes balls to put yourself out there. When you go into a comp, and we're talking about, you know, any fitness comp, obviously I've had quite a lot of experience with powerlifting competitions, but any type of fitness related competition takes balls because you're putting yourself out there to fail and that can be scary. So I would love to touch on different tactics that I've used that have helped to either maintain my stress so that I can utilize stress as a positive so that I perform my best, but also stay on top of that stress so that it doesn't become a negative and it doesn't start to take away from my competition or my performance. So, well, firstly, let's have a look at the tips to beat comp nerves. So first of all, I do want to say that, look, during a competition, it is completely normal to feel anxious and stressed. Welcome to the club. You're human just like everyone else of us. So it's really good just to understand what I'm feeling is normal. So this is normal. So nerves and stress can help us perform. Now we want to utilize that so that we can utilize that stress on the body to perform at our best. However, we just want to make sure that it's not going to tip us over the edge and then start to be detriment to our performance. So keeping those nerves in check, I'm going to give you a few of my top tips that have really, really helped me over the years. Now, the first one starts before comp even starts. So the first tip I'm going to give you starts, let's say, a month out. I definitely do this 2 weeks prior to a competition. However, you can start doing this whenever you like. So what I'm talking about is visualizing that you're at comp, that you're about to perform. For example, your squat, bench, or deadlift. I'm going to talk about powerlifting just because that is what I'm familiar with. But before comp, you're going to visualize your setup, so how you're going to set up your squat, what it's going to feel like, what you're going to be feeling internally, what you're going to hear externally, and you're going to visualize that because when we close our eyes and we start to visualize, science tells us that our brain can't tell the difference between what is our imagination and what is reality. So visualization is a super powerful tool because it already starts to condition our body as to how we're going to feel, how we're going to move, and then you can start to visualize how you're going to set up, you know, and what's the routine look like. I put my hands on the bar, I duck underneath the bar, I get nice and tight in my upper body, I unrack the bar, or etc. So starting to visualize is a very, very, very effective tool because then your brain already thinks you've been there and done that and it makes it a little bit easier. So don't discount visualizing before comp. Remember, it's about what are you going to see? What are you going to feel externally, internally? So are you going to feel nervous, like the noise of the crowd? How's that going to affect you? Like, and this can be a very stimulating experience when you're visualizing this as well, because you're going to start to switch on that CNS, your central nervous system. So it's just really priming yourself to the situation that you're going to be in. Now, if you haven't been to, for example, wherever the comp is, I know a lot of comps are held at the same place. It might be worth going to that place just to familiarize yourself. There's nothing worse than going to a new gym with different equipment that you're used to and then having to compete using different equipment and etc. That in itself is pretty stressful. So if you can find out what equipment you're using, if you can go to the gym at all just to do a bit of a recce and be like, cool, I feel like I know where everything is, I'm feeling a bit more comfortable in this environment, then that is also going to help. So that's tip number one, is visualize. So that starts long before the comp even starts. All right, now my second tip to beat those comp nerves is to have a routine. So I like to do exactly the same thing in my warm-ups, in my warm-up sets, and then in my working sets. So what I mean by have a routine is that do exactly the same things. So however you warm up for your squats, make sure you do that exactly the same. Be methodical about it. And then when you get under the bar, or when you're doing, you know, your warm-up sets, you might squat just body weight. You might then do, you know, your one or two warm-up sets with the bar. And then so with that, it's not about just grabbing the bar and going willy-nilly with your squats, right? It's about I put my hands here, I duck under. You can break it down into a step-by-step, blow-by-blow. Like, I can tell you step-by-step what I do. I, like, take a deep breath in, I brace, I unrack the bar, or if I've got using the mono, then I get someone to do that. Then I, take a step back, set my feet. You know, so you can literally break down everything step-by-step, and that's what I talk about having a routine. We want to build those neural pathways so that when it is scary, when you are distracted or etc., then it's second nature because you've done it that many times in the gym that it becomes second nature. So be methodical and do exactly the same routine. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, 8 weeks out or 12 weeks out, etc. You know, if your aim is to compete, then you want to be doing the same thing every time. And remember, perfect practice makes perfect. Not practice makes perfect, because you can be practicing the wrong shit and that's not going to make for a perfect outcome. So make sure you take the time to perfect everything that goes in around your performance. That's going to make you such a better lifter or slash competitor. All right, so my next tip to beat comp nerves is positive self-talk. I'm not sure about you, but I know that early on when I was a novice and competing, sometimes on comp day, I'd be driving to comp and I'd be like, shit, I don't know, am I going to fuck up? Like, I haven't done this in a while. You know, I just had a deload. Like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, so those thoughts are what I would call to be quite harmful, non-positive thoughts, right? So what I've learned throughout with myself is that I just can't allow those thoughts to sit in my head. Now, remember, when you have a thought come into your head, you have the choice. You can either entertain that thought or you can put it in the bin. So for me, as soon as any of that shit talking comes up, because it's going to have a negative impact on your performance, oh, I'm not sure about this. Oh, what if I fuck up? Oh, like, that's all going to negatively impact your performance. And you need to be mentally strong enough to be like, that's not helpful. And how I turn it around is I reaffirm myself with positive talk. I have done thousands of squats. I know how to do this. Like, I hit this in the gym. I have been training for 6 months. Like, I have done, I've been 100% compliant to my program. Like, I know what the fuck I'm doing. You know, like, if you've been onto your program and if you've had a great prep, if, you know, even if you've not had a great prep, you have to find ways of reaffirming yourself. So all the hard work is done. Whatever happens, happens. Like, you know, you're going to try your best. That is positive, validating self-talk. So again, just to go over that, if any negative thoughts come into your mind that are going to be harmful to your performance, you throw those in the bin. I am not thinking that today. I'm going to reaffirm myself. I am validating myself. I don't need no shit. You have the choice to either talk to yourself that way or not talk to yourself that way. So remember, mindset is so powerful, and the way you talk to yourself is so powerful. So make sure you reaffirm yourself and you validate yourself, because girl, especially if you're in powerlifting comp, you've been training for at least 4 months. Like, normal preps are 16 weeks. So don't tell me that you're going to fuck something up or you're not going to be able to do it, because you've done it in the gym like 2 weeks prior. So yeah, it's just having those thoughts and then, you know, switching it around to be positive. Now, my next tip to beat comp nerves is to zone out. Now, this will be individual. It is really unique to the individual athlete. Now, for me, for example, I like to listen to music. I do not like to talk to people. So during a comp, I found off early on when I was competing in novices, etc. I used to talk to people because it's fun. Like, being in a comp is so much fun. And, like, I talk to people, I get distracted. But you know what? Like, I never performed well because I was distracted. And talking to people actually makes me more nervous because usually it's like, how are you going? How are you going? Oh, I feel so scared. Oh, squats. Oh, I'm so nervous. That is not productive. So although it's great to make those connections, you can do that afterwards or you can do it when you're watching other people squat. So for me, I do not like talking to other people because it really disrupts me. I like to focus, and to help me focus, I need to be listening to music and I just need to be sitting somewhere with my thoughts, and that actually calms me down and I can really focus on the task at hand. Whereas, yeah, talking to people kind of is just, you know, that I'm not going to perform well if that's the situation that's going on. So my last tip to beat comp nerves is that the more that you compete, the more you'll find out what works for you. So with everything, you've got to find what works for you. So I can say all of these things, but maybe some of these things won't resonate with you, or you'll find they make you more nervous or stressed. So you need to tap into what works for you. So what I urge you to do is keep competing, because the more you compete, the more practice you're going to have to dial in on what works for you. Now, I'm not going to say that the stress and the nerves goes away, because it doesn't. I've spoken to so many of my friends are like top powerlifting athletes, and the stress doesn't go away. So it's just about learning how to deal with that stress in a more productive manner so that you have a great performance. So expecting the stress to go away, maybe if you don't care, then you won't be stressed. But stress is good. Stress helps us perform better when we utilize it correctly. And look, stress makes you feel alive. So like, as long as we're utilizing it in a positive manner, then there's nothing wrong with a little bit of, you know, pre-comp jitters or nerves. So I hope that's helped you today. Now, if you want to check out any of my stuff, go to my website, stronggirlclub.com.au, or you can hit me up on Instagram, stronggirlsclub_Perth, P-E-R-T-H. Let me know how you found this, if it's been super helpful, if you don't agree with anything. I love to hear from you guys. All right, have a great day. Bye.